It was a sea of Christian pilgrims in the narrow cobblestone alleyways of Jerusalem's old city. The faithful came to the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, from all over the world. Carrying crosses, singing hymns, and reading from the Gospels, they retraced the footsteps of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. It was a big turnout as Eastern Orthodox and Western churches marked Good Friday on the same day for the first time in years. Spiro Polaris came from Baltimore in the United States.
I just feel that I'm part of the spiritual world here, closer to that, by walking on these streets here in Jerusalem and visiting the different sites here.
Sally Stanfield of Washington, D.C. said Jerusalem on Good Friday brings the Bible to life.
It's very exciting to put the physical reality with what you've read all these years. And being here, you feel this is a prayed-up place and it's very holy.
Israeli troops and anti-terror units guarded the route, but that did not bother Katie Fitzpatrick of Washington State.
I expected it, and, you know, it seems like they're not restricting any movement and people are free to come and go as they please and everybody seems safe and that's the goal.
The procession wound up at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of the crucifixion. The church also contains an ancient stone tomb said to mark the place where Jesus was buried. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.